But so Madison put him on his own, and he got him a little job at a body and femur place where they, and Jack had had real good training with the fella, and the really it's an art to take the a bent dent out of a fender and get it all back smooth and nice and everything. And he'd had a good training with the fellow that knew what he was doing. So he got a little job at that, and he was about there a month, I think. And then Lockheed started hiring, and he went to Lockheed's, and he worked there 8 years. And then he saw that the war was getting over, and they had too many employees, and they were laying them off like flies. And so Jack quit. And he was going back to Missouri. No, you're not. Not with me, you're not. And so then I came down here to Hammock to visit a friend that had lived in Roscoe, where we'd lived. And she got a divorce from her husband. She had two boys. And she used that alimony to buy property, and those boys practically starved to death. I fed them pies and cookies by the bushel in my day, but the mother passed away. I guess we found out by the postmaster. Connie did find out for me. But I came down here and I said, "Oh, Jack, I know where there's a town in that's just like Macon, Missouri. That's a nice little town back in Macon, Missouri." And so he came out to see it, and he got a job in the body. He got it in Dodge and Plymouth, the dealership. He worked for the dealers, and he was a mechanic in the back. And those two guys owned the place, and they'd go fishing all the time. And poor Jack would be trying to work on a car and put the little bolt up here and have to go answer the phone. Oh, he was so disgusted. You know, that is bad. Yeah. And I found out after Jack passed away how exacting and how nerve-wracking it is to, you know, with him gone, I was trying to get a little screw up someplace. And it's exacting. You can't be fooling around. Yeah. And he was a wonderful mechanic, same as Buddy. Well, he taught Buddy. Anyway, so he worked at Lockheed's for 8 years, and then he quit, and he came out here. And I had to live with my friend Ruth and her two boys, and wash and iron, bait and scrub in the awfulest mess you ever did see. And I did run away. And was going back to Burbank because our house was full of nice furniture there, and was living in this terrible condition. Connie will throw that up to me the rest of my days, but I didn't say anything bad things. Mm-hmm. I'm against bad things, saying bad things. She calls me a runner. I'd rather run away from it and not say any bad things, and all these smart, bad words, you can't retract them. They're out in the air all the time, and you remember the person you hurt. The person you hurt remembers them. And I'd rather run away from it. And that was my style of doing it. So I went back to, he almost beat me back. I went on the bus, and he really floorboarded that Plymouth. He had the kids with him, and he brought me back. But when I said, "Okay, I'll come back if you find a house to for me to live in," rather than, I was working my fingernails to the bone, washing jeans, slick as slimy, of her boys, and cooking for them, and first time they'd had a decent meal in their lives. And so he got me a house way over on Inez Street. And it looks like homemade sin now, because there's those trashy people there, and they got cars all over the yard. But we fix it up real nice, and I liked it.